So how do you like it when you're driving down the road, you're on interstate, you're in a hurry, and some traffic jam takes place and you're caught and somebody is in your way? It's just so frustrating. Go to the store and you're trying to get to something and somebody's just lingering right there by what you're trying to buy. They're in your way and it's frustrating. You know what? Christians are in the way. You are in the way of this world. Now let me explain. Go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And here we read in verses 6, 7, and so forth. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. What does this passage tell us? This passage tells us that we are in the way. And I believe that we are soon to be taken out of the way. But right now, folks, we are in the way of what the world would call progress. That's why they call themselves progressives. And you as a Christian, you're in their way. And just like somebody in the traffic jam is in your way and it frustrates you, we frustrate them. We are a cause of frustration to this world because we're in their way. And the fact that we will be taken out of the way means that we are now in the way. When you see the anti-Semitism that's in this world, that's again growing, when you see that, you would think that the Jews would be exterminated, but somebody's in the way. Somebody's in the way. You know, somebody was in the way in the 1930s and 40s when Hitler tried to destroy all the Jews. And got a long way, but somebody was in the way. You are in the way. I got a phone call Thursday, and I typically, unless I recognize the phone number, will not answer the church phone just for information. But if your name comes up, I'll answer it because I know it's you. But if I don't know them, I have to use the phone as my secretary. Otherwise, I'd be on the phone all day long just answering phone calls. And it's typically people wanting money or somebody selling something. So I typically let that go. And if it's important enough, they'll leave a message. Well, they left a message. They said, hey, we're very interested in your church. We're possibly going to be moving from Illinois there to Greeley and so forth and so on. So I thought, you know, I'll give them a call back. So I called right back. Oh, what a mistake. The lady was talking and she tried to repeat everything that I said to her husband. I thought, why don't you just give the phone to your husband? So she finally did. And he started debating me. He was asking me, do you support Israel? I said, oh, yeah, actually I do. Well, God destroyed him in 70 AD. This is after he asked us, are you a fundamental church? I said, yes, we are. So I thought, well, okay, they're going to ask some intelligent questions. Are you support Israel? Yes, we do. Yes, I do. I said, I don't support everything they do. God is going to deal with them again. No, God destroyed them in 70 AD. God's done with them. And so I thought, well, why? I thought you were interested in knowing more about our church. He's just more interested in debating something about Israel. It finally came to the place where I had to say, you know what? That's not why I called you back. I thought you wanted to know some things doctrinally about our church. But he started talking about how Israel killed 5,000 Palestinians and so forth and so on. I just said, listen, I'm not here to debate you. I don't want to do that. And I literally had to end up hanging up on him because of where he was going. You look at this passage and it says that we are in the way. You say, wait a second. It says until he be taken out of the way. Do you see that in verse 7? Until he be taken out of the way. Pastor, how can you say that we are in the way? Well, who is the he? The he here is no doubt the Holy Spirit. Well, if it's the Holy Spirit, so how can you say that we are in the way? Well, how is the Holy Spirit in this world? Where do you find him? Where does he live? When you listen to what Jesus said in John 14, and I'll just read these verses to you, here's what Jesus said about the Comforter. I will pray the Father, And he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. You say, well, see there, it says with you. Well, that's right. He's in this world right now. But he goes on to say, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Where is the Holy Spirit in this world, folks? He's within us. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is risen. He lives within me. He shall be in you. The fact that the Holy Spirit is one day going to be taken out of the way means that those he indwells cannot be here without him. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, Romans 8:9. So if he is taken out of the way, who else is? That's the rapture. We are soon to be taken out of the way. Otherwise, you could lose the Holy Spirit, and that is doctrinally incorrect. Right now, while you and I, Christians, are in the world, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, what does it say that we are doing in verse 6? For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. We are doing something in this world right now. Look at the word withholdeth in verse 6. If you ever mark your Bibles, here's something good you can do with that word withholdeth. You can underline it or circle it and draw a line down to the word letteth in verse 7 and circle it and attach those because they're the same word in the original. Look at the withholding. He that will, you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only now he who withholdeth will withhold until he be taken out of the way. And it's continuous action. Whenever you see the ETH in the King James, it means present tense. He is in the business. This is a continuous action. He is withholding. Here's how that word withholdeth can be translated elsewhere. And think about this as you look at the word withholdeth in verse 6 and the word letteth in verse 7. It means to restrain, to hold back, to suppress, to hinder. You see, we're in the way. We are in the process. Because the Holy Spirit indwells in us, we are restraining things. We are holding things back. We are suppressing things. We are hindering things. In fact, the etymology of the word means to hold down. We are holding things down. Well, what would like to get up? The very things you see taking place, and it's almost like a cycle. You see things being held down. They rise up for a little while, and then they're pushed down again. What is it? What is in this world that keeps holding things down to keep Satan from coming into power? In fact, that's what this is talking about, is the Antichrist coming into power. Who is holding things down so that he cannot come into power? You are. But you say it says the Holy Spirit. That's right. How does the Holy Spirit hold things down? Is it that spirit where he just does things without us and we're just watching him? That's the misconception a lot of Christians have. You can actually translate verse 7, and here's the way I translated it. Only the one who is holding down in the present will do so until out of the middle he should become. Out of the way. He's not just in the way. We are not just in the way. We are in the middle of the way. I mean, you talk about being in the way. It's one thing for an accident to be on the side of the road, because you can somehow get around it, but when that accident is in the middle of the road, everything stops, and that's literally what we are. We are in the middle, and it ticks the world off that we are in the way. But I feel like saying to them sometimes, don't worry. Soon we're going to be out of your way. Amen. Soon it's going to happen. But the thing is we need to warn them that one day, don't worry, we're going to be out of your way. Because when we're out of the way, oh boy, what is going to happen on this earth is unbelievable. Folks, the restrainer is the Holy Spirit within us. But we are the instruments of God. We are the instruments of the Holy Spirit used to restrain or hold back iniquity, which is lawlessness, which is already working, it says in verse 7, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. He does it through you and me. Two passages that I want you to see on how God, the Holy Spirit, is the one who restrains, but through someone. Go back to 2 Kings, way back, 2 Kings chapter 17. And I'm already there because I had my ribbon in my Bible. Because somehow I knew I was going to go here. 2 Kings 17, 13, the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, and so forth. God used the prophets to testify against Israel. But you say, well, what does that have to do with us being used of the Holy Spirit? We'll go to Nehemiah chapter 9, where Nehemiah, in writing his book, specifies that it's the Holy Spirit, but he uses someone. Nehemiah chapter 9 and verse 30. Yet many years didst thou forbear them. This is Nehemiah praying to the Lord, and how many years God did forbear with us, or was forbearing with Israel, and testifiedst against them by thy Spirit. But what does it go on to say? By thy Spirit, what's next? In thy prophets. In other words, it's not the Holy Spirit. It's not this mysterious thing in the air who's testifying to them. We know he's not talking to them like, you know, Lord, speak to their heart. No, you speak to them because the Holy Spirit uses you. So folks, you can't be praying that the Holy Spirit would somehow testify against people. He uses people to testify against people. He uses you to be the witness. He uses you to be the restrainer, the holder back, the holder down that needs to be taking place in this world right now. Let me read Romans 1:18. It's interesting that it says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That phrase right there is the same word used in 2 Thessalonians, which means that they hold down the truth in unrighteousness. But we hold those down who hold down the truth. When we are taken out of the way, what's going to happen to the truth? The lies spread. Do you see the lies that are being spread even today with us here? And yet how that we provide the check? You talk about fact checkers. Christianity should be the fact checkers, the truth checkers, because we have the truth. We know the truth. And the fact that someone has to be held down means that somebody keeps trying to get up and gain power. And that's happening every day. You see it in the news. You see it at work. We see it everywhere around us. Folks, we who are people of the way are in the way. Let's remain in the way until he be taken out of the way, when we won't have a choice because we'll be taken out with him.